You're listening to SBS News.
Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says it's time to shift gears on electric vehicle uptake, with price and availability leaving Australia in the slow lane.
I know many Australians would love to drive an electric vehicle, but they look at the cost and they look at the availability in Australia and say, oh, it just doesn't stack up. And reluctantly, they go and buy an internal combustion engine vehicle.
Mr. Bowen has flagged the release of a discussion paper on bringing fuel efficiency standards into line with the rest of the world. He says Australia and Russia are the only wealthy nations that don't require car manufacturers to sell a percentage of low and zero emission vehicles.
I'm sorry to say, Australia is a dumping ground for cars which would not be able to be sent to other countries. More than 80% of cars around the world are sold in jurisdictions with fuel emissions standards.
It's a policy that some industry stakeholders say they've been waiting for. Managing Director of Volkswagen Australia, Paul Sansom, says there is little incentive for car manufacturers to provide electric vehicles to Australian consumers.
If we had some standards today, we could start bringing some cars tomorrow.
Right.
We really could. I mean, I don't want to overemphasise that. In fact, that's a game changer.
Australia is significantly behind on EV uptake at just 2%, five times lower than the global average. In the UK, there are over 25 low-emission vehicles available for a price of $60,000. In Australia, there are only 8. Mike Cannon-Brookes, co-CEO of Atlassian, says Australia needs to take big steps to catch up.
Our standards cannot be a step forward from where we are today. They have to catch up to where the rest of the world is. The problem is right now we are far behind the rest of the world.
The Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries has endorsed the government's announcement. It's issued a statement saying we have publicly advocated for a government-mandated CO2 target for many years. This is a good day. But the Climate Council's Jennifer Rayner says the automotive industry can't be allowed to railroad discussions on where fuel efficiency standards are set.
Some of the proposals that have been put on the table by the auto industry in the past wouldn't have seen them cut emissions anywhere near as fast or as far as we need to.
As part of the strategy, the government intends to install charging stations every 150 kilometres on major roads. It will also create a national hydrogen refuelling network and replace at least 75% of the old Commonwealth fleet with low-emission vehicles by 2025. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr says collaboration is key to making the strategy work.
And to address the concerns that some consumers have about making this change. It's a role for government to facilitate this, to make it easier and cheaper for people. And that's what we need to work together to achieve.
Bank Australia has also announced it will cease funding loans for new fossil fuel cars from 2025. The federal government consultation paper will be released next month. Abby Dinham, SBS News.